New Zealand has developed a modern and relatively easy to comply with GST system that applies broadly to both domestic and cross-border consumption. As global digital trade has expanded, the country has adapted its GST rules to ensure that non-resident suppliers of digital services are brought within the tax net when they supply services to New Zealand consumers. Overview of New Zealand's GST framework. New Zealand introduced GST in 1986 as part of the major reform of the country's tax system. Before the reform, the country relied heavily on income taxes, which included very high tax rates of up to 66%, as well as numerous exemptions, rebates, and special reductions. The introduction of the GST broadened the tax base significantly and shifted part of the tax burden away from income taxation toward consumption. The GST initially applied to most goods and services consumed within the country. However, over the past few decades, the system has expanded its reach to non-resident suppliers, particularly in the digital economy. The first step toward taxing non-resident businesses was made in 2016, when those supplying remote services came within the scope of GST rules and regulations. The reform of the GST system to meet the requirements of modern digital trade was continued in 2019, when overseas businesses that sell low-value goods to consumers in New Zealand became subject to GST registration and other GST obligations if certain conditions were met. Finally, in 2024, the Inland Revenue announced new GST rules on online marketplace services. For non-resident digital service providers, the system operates on a place of consumption principle. This means that GST may apply even if the supplier has no physical presence in New Zealand, provided a service is effectively consumed there. This aligns New Zealand with similar international VAT or GST regimes, such as those in the EU and Australia. What are remote services under New Zealand GST rules? The concept of remote services is central to determining GST obligations for non-resident suppliers. Under New Zealand law, remote services generally refer to services supplied from outside New Zealand to consumers within the country without requiring the supplier's physical presence. This category is deliberately broad and includes a wide range of digital and electronically delivered products. Examples of remote services include digital products and online content such as e-books, streaming movies and television shows, music services, and online newspaper or magazine subscriptions. The category also extends to mobile applications, video games, software, and software maintenance or updates delivered electronically. Offshore gambling platforms that provide betting or gaming services to New Zealand consumers are also treated as remote services for GST purposes. In addition to digital entertainment and software, remote services include a wide range of professional and technical services supplied from abroad. These may involve website design, web hosting or web publishing services, as well as legal, accounting, insurance, consultancy, and advisory services provided remotely to New Zealand consumers. Key GST rules for overseas providers. Non-resident digital service providers must first determine whether their customers are located in New Zealand, for example, using billing or IP address or bank details. They must then monitor whether their total supplies exceed 60,000 New Zealand dollars, approximately $34,200 US, in the last 12 months, or are expected to exceed this threshold in the next 12 months. Once the threshold is exceeded, non-resident providers must register for GST through the MIIR platform or by completing the GST registration form and sending it to the Inland Revenue's dedicated email address. The registration process is completed when the Inland Revenue sends the GST registration confirmation, which includes the GST number, registration start date, accounting basis, and taxable period and filing frequency. After completing the registration, GST-registered businesses must apply a 15% GST rate to all their sales and typically file quarterly GST returns. Notably, if non-resident providers supply other goods or services, In addition to remote services, they are required to switch to monthly, two-monthly, or six-monthly filing. GST returns may be filed through the MIIR platform or through accounting software. The New Zealand GST system primarily targets B2C transactions, whereas B2B transactions are generally outside the scope. However, a supplier may treat B2B supplies as zero-rated, allowing them to recover input GST incurred in New Zealand. Non-resident digital service providers that provide only remote services are not required to issue a tax invoice for supplies made to local consumers. New Zealand has a very strict records retention policy, which requires taxable persons to keep records for 7 years after the end of the taxable period to which they relate. This includes all GST-related records, such as books of account recording receipts, payments, income, or expenditure, as well as vouchers, bank statements, invoices, taxable supply information, supply correction information, debit notes, receipts, and other documents. Key compliance takeaways. For non-resident digital service providers or overseas businesses, the key compliance challenge lies in correctly identifying when services are considered consumed in New Zealand and ensuring adherence to registration, collection, and reporting requirements. While the system is designed to be relatively straightforward, it still requires careful operational setup, particularly for high-volume digital platforms. Given the pace of regulatory change, non-resident providers should periodically reassess whether their services still fall within the current definition of remote services and whether any new obligations apply to them. Many providers find it worthwhile to engage a local tax advisor or use compliance software to track the GST registration threshold across billing cycles.